All right. Now, along those lines, somebody that you have become acquainted with is a gentleman who is in studio with us right now, and that is Dennis Opoka. Dennis, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Delighted that we could have the Royal Oak resident in studio with us. You have been, as I understand, blind since birth, right?
Yes. I was a premature baby, and I was put in an incubator, and at that time they didn't know that the amount of oxygen that was used caused retina detachment. So I've been blind all my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But that hasn't kept you from doing some very interesting things. I have got to ask you, because it's in your bio here, you hunt.
Yes, I do.
Does everyone have to be warned that you're out there hunting?
I kind of wish they would warn all the people, because then we'd have the woods all to ourselves. But actually, how that came about is I have a close friend from college, a fraternity brother. And when I retired, he said, gee, I'd like to deer hunt, but I don't have anybody to hunt with. And I found out it was possible for a person who's legally blind to hunt in Michigan.
Oh.
So basically what he does is he stands off to my right and looks through the scope on my gun and moves it right and left and up and down. And the operative word is fire. And when he says fire, I pull the trigger. And 2 years ago, he helped me get my first doe. And I have also gotten 3 turkeys.
Wow.
Wow. So when he says fire, does the deer know enough to run?
Well, apparently one didn't, because that's the doe that I got.
There you go. That doe probably was hard of hearing. You went, what? It turned and looked, what?
Oops. Now, you've also had a full career working with the U.S. Department of Labor and their veteran program.
Right. I work for the U.S. Department of Labor. I was a veterans program specialist. Very gratifying work. My job was to assist the veteran in getting back the job that they left to go in military.
Oh, wow.
And also we did job placement and training programs through our agency.
Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the technologies that you use, and then I want to focus on the one that's on the table right in front of you, which is a remarkable pair of glasses. What are some of the other technologies you use?
I have a Braille Apex, which is essentially an adapted note taker that verbally reads everything that comes across the screen and displays it in Braille. And essentially, you can do anything that you can do with a computer.
Okay. So it'd be kind of like a laptop?
Like a laptop.
Kind of like a laptop.
I do email, and you can search the web, and you can create documents.
Dennis, how long did it take you to get the hang of that, to really get to be able to use that effectively?
Oh, boy, I'm trying to... I think probably maybe 6 months. Now, I'm not saying I learned all the functions of it. I'm still learning.
Sure.
But, I mean, right now I can do email, I can create a document, I can edit it, I can spell check. Just anything you would do with a regular computer.
And were you trained by somebody for that?
Actually, when I got it, I trained with Ted Lennox. Ted Lennox was elementary school teacher.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Yes. He has taught and blessed so many people with those skills that he has. Ted, by the way, folks, is blind himself and has been a guest on our program on a number of occasions.
Many times,
yeah. Okay, so you have a kind of a computer type thing that you use. Anything else? Any other technology?
Actually, the computer is a primary thing. As a blind person, I use Braille, and I think it's really important for a blind person to have Braille. I like to cook, so all of my recipes are in Braille.
Excellent.
And my contacts, my friends, their phone numbers. Even though I have this wonderful computer that I can put everything in, I still have a backup system, and that backup system for me is Braille.
Okay. Now, I understand you have something called verbal GPS.
Yes.
What is that? Tell me about that.
It's a GPS. It looks like, I guess I would say, a miniature tape recorder. All the buttons are a different size. It does the same thing as a GPS in your car does, except it does it verbally. You can create a route. You can mark things with points of interest. And I live in Royal Oak, so a lot of the businesses and stuff that I go to, I have marked as points of interest. And when I'm there, it tells me I'm there.
And it's big enough to carry. How big is it to carry?
Hang on.
You got it with you, right? You're pulling it out there. Well, Ed, you can just describe that. Describe that for the folks.
I'd say
It looks like, this is like a shoulder holster, and it's about the size of a of a fat cell phone, the old Nexus cell phones. Yeah. So it's not much larger than a cell phone.
That's really neat. And then you plug that in. You've got earphones, right?
Well, you can have earphones or it has a speaker on it.
I got you. Okay.
But what's nice about it, it has a feature on it that's called What's Around. And so it tells you what's around you. But not only that, but then there you can go into it and you can bring up categories like shopping, banking, etc. Oh. And arrow through those categories. And when you find the one you want to go to, you hit the enter button and it'll direct you.
I'll be darned.
To the place you want to go.
From where you're at. Exactly. I love it. That is brilliant. Okay, so folks, these are some of the technologies that are available now. Now, the one in front of you is one that's a fairly new one, and that is a pair of glasses. Tell me how those work.
Okay, these are sonar glasses. They work on sonar technology. What they do is they pick up objects that are 6 feet in front of you, 6 feet to your right and left, and waist high, as well as 6 feet overhead. One of the things that I want to point out, though, it's very important that a blind person who gets these are not standalone. They should be used in conjunction with a leader dog or a cane. So it's very important for a blind person to have good orientation and mobility skills before he gets these glasses.
Okay. They're not magic. When you put them on, you're not going to suddenly be able to see in the way that you hadn't before.
Right. Well, one of the things they're not going to tell you as a blind person is when you come up to a traffic light, they're not going to tell you when the light's changed. You're going to have to learn how to judge that and tell that. But what is wonderful about them is what I find is in using them, normally if you're traveling with a cane, the cane's going to find the object and then you're going to go around it.
Mm.
Well, these things are picking up the object 6 feet away. For example, the other day I happened to be out traveling and I was crossing a side street and all of a sudden I'm getting an indication that there's an object in the way. You can have them set up either verbally or, I mean, you know, by pitch or a vibration in your temple. I chose the vibration in the temple because I like to hear what's going on in my environment.
Mm-hmm.
But I was crossing the street and I was in the middle of the street and I'm getting this vibration and I'm thinking, well, geez, there's not a building in the middle of the street. They were picking up a parked car on the other side, so I was able to go around it.
Oh, wonderful. There's a video, by the way, online that we're going to be putting on and connecting in our website that shows a woman walking down the street and somebody's on a phone. We talked about this before, Ed. They're on the phone with their head down, not watching where they're walking, and this woman is able to avoid that person and get around them.
Now, the other way I've used these is, let's say I'm going to a particular store. I live along Woodward Avenue, and I know the store is five doors down. I can direct these glasses at the buildings on my left-hand side.
And count the way down there. Dennis, we have to take a short break right now. Dennis Opoka is with us. We're talking about glasses that help the blind to see in many ways. We had somebody else we're going to bring on with us in just a minute to talk about more of the technology that is helping the blind open their eyes to the world around them.